you know, for example, we're raising a daughter, and I see that community and that society you're talking about with regards to my daughter's friends' parents. You know, I don't want to generalize too crazily, but it exists. And so, you know, how do I work it out even within my own family system if it's got to be complete in terms of the spiritual? I have
first,
to do it.
Yeah, first and foremost, by recognizing that it's individual.
Right.
So whatever you get to as an individual that's real, your daughter will learn it from you directly. She'll see it in you. So don't worry about what other people are doing and put your energy into you, because they can neither forward nor hinder your actual spiritual knowing. Only you can.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can prevent you if you're unpreventable. And only you can make yourself unpreventable. Otherwise, you can be prevented. If you're concerned with every other thing other than your actual going there, then yeah, you get distracted and you worry more about what the Joneses are doing than what you yourself are doing.
It could get real lonely with regards to adult-to-adult interactions, but I guess that's okay.
Well, that's why.
Yeah.
Places like this and gatherings like this exist to find other. One of the benefits is you get to meet other like-minded people. And one of the things that never, ever came to my mind that I never anticipated and that from the very beginning surprised me maybe more than anything else since the Bodhi Center started, it never occurred to me that it would start to look more and more like a community. It never occurred to me that people would find each other, that there'd be a collective aspect to it. And almost immediately, that's what started happening. Now, just because it never occurred to me, you know, big deal. And it's become over the years more clear to me, as a result of observing that, that that is not just a valuable function, that is an essential function. People need to find the support. And not just from the guy sitting in the chair in the front. They need to find it in some form of community, some form of collective, where they can be with other people who aren't against, who aren't incapable of fathoming your view of things, your spiritual intention, or even the spiritual intention at all. Sure, there's plenty of people who can't fathom the spiritual intention at all. I used to be one of them. Most of you were probably one of them at some point in your life until something came to you that suggested something different. So they're not the enemy. People who are even anti-spiritual are not the enemy. They're just not the support. You're the support. People like you are the support. And yes, sooner or later, it seems to me, most people develop a desire, the more serious they get, the further they get, to more and more find other people who have the same intention, who have the same purpose. And it becomes, for many people, more difficult to be around strict materialists. People who don't recognize anything other than the material level. If I had my druthers, I'd never be around anybody again who's materially bound. But unfortunately, or for whatever reason, I haven't found the way yet to just retire to a spiritual community. But you can put your energy into being concerned with what isn't the way you would prefer, or you could put your energy into what will support you, what will support your spiritual actuality. And when you do that,